When Crossfire Hurricane was launched, with what we now know, 0.0 actual evidence, I'm reading from my own text on Substack. It was nefariously launched by agents and officers at the federal government, including President, Dear Leader, Chairman Mao Obama, Vice Son of a Bitch Biden, then Director of the FBI James Comey, dozens of FBI agents and Injustice Department schemers, an unknown number of federal judges on the now corrupted and disgraced FISA court, well-connected hacks at the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, and other Fifth Estate state-owned media, and by Secretary Hillary Clinton, who doubled as a candidate. Heaven only knows how many thousands of others in the Democrat National Circus, including United States senators, congressmen, and state governors. The operation was carried out with a malice one expects to find in sci-fi novels where aliens are executing their plan to enslave or eradicate the human race, with the exception being, as Ripley said, of greedmonger Carter Burke in Aliens, at least you don't see them going around effing each other over for a share. We also now know that President Poroshenko of Ukraine and an unknown number of Ukrainian officers also knew. Let's throw in the MI6 agents who helped sell the Steele dossier. This makes the scandal international. And here's the deal-breaking, union-busting kicker, folks. This was all done to, at the time, private American citizen Donald John Trump of Manhattan, New York. Let that sink in and eat at your soul. Okay, it's not a Katyn massacre where 22,000 Poles were lied to and were led to the town of Katyn, as I described yesterday, were mowed down by Soviet machine gun fire and they were buried. Okay, it's not actually that. It's close. This is a breach of trust. There is no office left. The executive branch was in on it. The legislative branch was in on it. The judicial branch was in on it. The FISA court. This is the entirety of the American government was brought to bear to stop one man from seeking an office that he was entitled as an American citizen, natural born citizen, to seek. I don't know what else to say to anyone. If this doesn't rouse you out of your slumber, you're dead, dude. I have no use. You don't have any use for me. Please, turn me off. Go watch someone else. Go listen to someone else. Because if this doesn't get you going, then nothing will. And don't give me that BS either. About, what the hell are we supposed to do, you moron? What can we do about it? Well, you know, if enough of you who said, what can we do about it, actually did something about it, you could do a lot. The fact is, this apathy that's out there, I don't blame Obama and them now. I blame the American people. They're the ones that are letting this crap happen. This does not have to happen. Good people will not tolerate this. If we were actually good people, we wouldn't put up with this. There would already have been a revolt of some sort. It would have been a revolution, if you will. I'm not a fan of revolutions, but folks, they've already committed one. They committed one, and they're about to do it again, as I point out in the piece that no one read last night. Six people. Whatever. You're just mad. You're right, I am. I acquire a lot of knowledge. I write things down. I store things so that I have them at my disposal so that I can share them with the world. I don't think what I wrote is kindergarten level or silly or anything of the sort.
You don't have enough pictures.
You're right, I didn't put enough pictures. I actually went after the fact, went, I don't have enough pictures in there, so I went and put some pictures in there.
You got to.
This is a problem of apathy. As Professor Herr Dr. Kevin Gutzman used to say on this show all the time, here's our problem. Inertia and apathy. We have almost none of the former and way too much of the latter. We're never going to live in a perfect world. We realize that. We're not campaigning for one. But this? To coin a phrase, this is effing unacceptable. This is not acceptable. There is no level. This is what the shocking thing is to me. David Harsanyi comes the closest to sharing my rage. This is a complete and total assault on a single American citizen and his family by the entirety of that monster that is perched on the banks of the Potomac River. Then they threw in the English and the Ukrainians and probably the Krauts too for good measure. This is beyond an abuse of power. An abuse of power we would have a remedy for. Impeach someone or do something about it. Individually, this isn't an individual act. I mean, there are individuals that instigated it, but this is institutional. The institution that is the executive branch of the United States government orchestrated the hit on Donald John Trump. I don't care what you think about Trump. I really don't. Because it's immaterial to what was done to him. And they didn't just go after him. They went after his family. All of them. They wanted all of them to be ruined. David Harsanyi, in a healthy democracy, John Brennan would already be in prison. There's nothing healthy about any of this. The just-released Durham report confirmed that the FBI not only failed to corroborate the Steele dossier, Hillary Clinton's oppo doc against Trump, but it regularly ignored existing, sometimes dispositive, evidence to keep the investigation alive. In other words, they knew that it was false. They knew that the whole thing was a hoax, but because they had the power to do so, they pursued it anyway. Some officials were credulous, others were devious, but not one stole our democracy, other than perhaps intelligence officials and the journalists who helped feed the collective hysteria over Russia. You know, it's an amazing thing, but just totally predictable. The usual suspects in that media that you claim to hate, which I also think is BS. Well, people talk a good game, but they keep going back to it. Tell me how ABC News wins the ratings race nightly with 9.3 million viewers. That's not nothing. Well, it's in the background. Oh, that number's pretty steady, too. If you were to throw in the rebroadcast on the internet, what have you here, it's pretty much about the same amount. So why are the same amount of people watching something that they claim that they hate, that they know is opposed to them and their very well-being, hell, the eternal destiny of their family? They want your souls to go to hell. But yet people still watch it. This isn't Obama and Hillary's fault. It's the American public's fault. Do something about it. What the hell are we supposed to do, you moron? Well, not doing anything is not the correct answer. Well, we need to... John Brennan, Hamas-loving authoritarian and partisan propagandist, almost surely knew it was a con from the start, yet he spent 4 years on television sounding like a deranged subreddit commenter. Even after privately admitting that he knew there was no collusion, Brennan kept lying and using his credentials to mislead the public. Well, that's because he is a sociopath. We have a government that is now filled with sociopaths. How long before they do pull a Katyn massacre? And by the way, it wasn't just Polish army officers that were killed. They went after the intelligentsia, too. The Soviets knew that there were leaders, Polish leaders, that were well-liked, admired, followed people, and they went after them, and they killed them to stop the Poles from acting all Polish EE and stuff. Another piece at thefederalist.com has this, I believe, pretty much correct. There is a quote in, let's see if I could find it. Here it is. This is Kylie Griswold. The FBI's Russia hoax was straight disinformation. She quotes from the Brennan report. And again, I think this is the story of the century. But I guess I'm in a minority now. Maybe it would be one thing for America's top intel agents and investigators to get sidetracked by sophisticated info ops from foreign adversaries containing impenetrable layers of deception. But this isn't the FBI getting tripped up by misinformation. It's the feds sprinting with it. And then she quotes from Durham's report. In July 2016, by the way, in that Substack piece that no one read, I give a timeline. I put Biden in Ukraine in May of 2009. Let me repeat that. Vice President Joseph Robinette Biden was sent to Ukraine in May of 2009 at Obama's behest. What was he doing there? Why did he have to go to Ukraine? Well, you know why he had to go to Ukraine, and you know what they were setting up. It would take 5 years to complete the mission. But by the time 2014 rolls around, the entirety of the Democrat National Circus, all of the upper echelon, including the Clintons and the Obamas, are making hand over fist millions. They're milking it out of Ukraine. And here's the injury. I went back and watched the Ukraine Gate videos yesterday. Victor Shokin pointed this out. This is a theft. This is international theft. This is the interference in the political process of Ukraine at the time. But it was also depriving the Ukrainian government of revenue that it was due from the sales of natural resources by those companies like Burisma. In other words, Biden and Obama and Clinton and Kerry and the entire DNC and the American government, all the branches, aided and assisted in thievery and depriving the people of Ukraine. This is an act of war. Of tens upon tens of millions of dollars of tax revenue. That's why there were those that were demanding that something needs to be done about the corruption in Ukraine. Who do you think was driving the damn ship? Who was driving the car? The Obama administration. And Biden was the lead guy. They feared that Trump was going to end their little game or discover it, which is why they used all that power to try and destroy him. What they didn't count on was that he's pretty squeaky clean in that matter, and there was nothing there. But they did it to him, and they could do it, and will do it to us. Why should we wait around for them for the attempt? This from the Durham Report. Again, thekingdude.substack.com. I'll take you through 2009 to 2016. Oh, by the way, do you also know what the tip-off of the whole thing was? Trump hires Paul Manafort and Carter Page within 30 days of each other. Paul Manafort had gone. I don't know if people know this. Maybe I'm boring people to tears. You know, I don't care. Join me in my boredom. Paul Manafort went to Ukraine, and he met with a Russian. Now, he says that the meeting was about business, okay? The Ukrainians basically bugged the conversation. I bet you're learning things that you didn't know. The Ukrainians basically bugged the conversation. They put a spy on him, and they documented where he went, who he met with. This is in 2014. When Manafort joined the Trump campaign, the Ukrainians told, through the Biden connection, Biden-Obama connection, told the Hillary Clinton campaign that they had information on Trump's new campaign manager that would ruin the campaign and would force Trump to withdraw. That Paul Manafort had met with Russians, and that they had the goods on Manafort. Did you know this? Did you know this part of the story? So they basically sold this info as a package deal to the Clinton campaign. First they sold it to Biden, Biden was the transaction guy, the go-to guy. Biden then funneled it to the Hillary campaign through this thing called Fusion GPS. There's another entity that shouldn't exist and people should be in jail that founded it and ran it. Fusion GPS then told the Clinton campaign, we got him. And we also had this thing coming called the Steele dossier. The Clinton campaign, Hillary knew the Steele dossier was a fake. This is another point you must know and why this can't continue. These people cannot be, this kind of power cannot be in the hands of wicked people like that. The only solution to this, or the prudent solution to this, is some sort of dissolution. Those that are saying the FBI needs to be dismantled, correct. But you need to go beyond that. There needs to be a dividing line, a separation of some sort between what the federales can do or what they claim they can do and what they are actually allowed by the states to do. This needs to happen. These people are not going to go softly into that good night, folks. They're pissed off. And they fully intend, by the way, to do this again. They do not... Here, let me... You don't understand. They can't. They'll die. Their whole world will die if Trump is reelected. This is how they're looking at it. This is it. This is the battle. This is the final battle. That's how they looked at 2016. And they weren't going to let it happen again in 2020, which is why we got the election rig that we got. So let me just fill in some of the gaps here that most people don't know. The Clinton campaign was gifted Paul Manafort. I think that whole thing's a little sketchy myself. How did Manafort get in that position? This is an entire other investigation. The DNC knew that the Ukrainians had the dirt. And you know who's done a lot of good reporting on this guy? A guy named John Solomon. Solomon Reports on Twitter. John Solomon, that's where I got some of this info from. The Ukrainians knew in 2014 that Paul Manafort had met with the Ruskies, and he had met with Russian intelligence, basically. What he had met with them for, Manafort says it was not for nefarious things. He didn't sell any state secrets or whatever. But again, the Ukrainians bugged the whole thing. They taped it, they recorded it, and they packaged it up and sold it to Fusion GPS, that then packaged it up and sold it to the Clinton campaign. And the entire time the Clinton campaign, while the Steele dossier was being manufactured, knew that the Steele dossier was fake. You need to know this. Hillary knew that the Steele dossier was a fake. She knew that there was no Russian collusion. Why? Because she was in the State Department for a while. She was in the belly of the beast. She knew how she knew where the bodies were being buried and how the sausage was being made in the Ukraine for the benefit of all, the entire Obama administration. Which is why I say this isn't just one guy that was growing, a couple of people that were corrupt. This is beyond corruption. This is sociopathy. Back to the Durham report. Later in July, Australia provided the information. Oh, and they also had that George Papadopoulos had also met with Russians. Russians. This is how they were able to frame. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with meeting with Russians. The Soviet Union is gone. We're supposed to be friends. We're supposed to want the Soviets to not act all Soviet EE and stuff and not be communist. How do you do that? Let them trade with the rest of the world. You're allowed to go to Moscow and go to the World Cup if you want. Some of our listeners have done it. So the idea here that they were meeting with Russians, so what? So what? A Russian is not verboten any longer. Oh, but we thought that they weren't. But all you have to do is create the patina, the glow, the implication that there's something going on there. And they had this with Manafort, and they had it on Papadopoulos as well. Later in July, Australia provided the information from Papadopoulos to U.S. authorities. The FBI then appears to have formulated a hypothesis that the Trump campaign or someone associated with it was working with the Russians. Neither the Crossfire Hurricane opening EC nor those responsible for the investigation in the Counterintelligence Division or Upper Manglement, however, appear to have recognized the crucial need to analyze and then assess the actual ambiguities in Papadopoulos' statements to the Australian diplomats. In other words, he was just boasting and bragging. There was nothing there. But they never bothered to check their facts. No due diligence ever came into play here. Instead, the FBI immediately opened a full investigation, an investigation that clearly had the ability to affect an approaching presidential election. Indeed, Executive Magelman of the FBI and its counterintelligence division appear to have taken the paragraph 5 information at face value and opening the matter as evidenced by the opening EC, citing the paragraph 5 information as essentially the sole basis for opening a full investigation on unnamed members of an ongoing presidential campaign. Then, when the Steele reporting finally was received by Crossfire Hurricane personnel in September of 2016, it was immediately exploited with no verification of its sensational allegations and used in support of its initial request for FISA authority. The Steele reporting would eventually fall apart, but not before it had been continuously adopted by the FBI as supportive of its underlying theory regarding the collusion. And then Kylie says, notice the order of the events here. The FBI dreams up a hypothesis. So they're told, just give us a theory. We don't care what it is. Make some wild-eyed theory up about how Donald John Trump, the host of The Apprentice, the CEO and founder of Trump International, the guy who bailed out thousands of 9/11 families out of his own pocket, yeah, set that guy up. Make him go away. We don't care what you do. Just make a scenario up. This is, we keep seeing this. Maggie and I keep seeing this in these crime dramas that we watch. This is how the cops now operate. Take an innocent man, dream up a scenario under which he's guilty, and then use the internet and surveillance cameras and what have you to make a narrative that proves that he did it. They tried to do this on Trump, but they failed. We now know that all three branches of the federal government were in on it. And I say again for the uninitiated, this is not acceptable. This is not something that you're going to go in there, well, we're going to have reforms. Reforms aren't going to cure this. This is an existential crisis. Hell, it's a constitutional crisis. You had the then branch of the executive branch. You had the executive branch that Trump is campaigning basically to run, colluding, and using its power to stop that from happening. Not only is that not supposed to happen, if it ever did happen, to me, that would signal, okay, it doesn't matter what safeguards that you put into this system is not going to work with this many people, that much money, and that much power. There is simply no force on earth outside of people being Christians and acting all Christian-y and stuff, and that's not going to happen anytime soon.